Thanks, Alana. The Big Bash League gets underway on Sunday night at the SCG. The Sydney Sixers get things going against the Melbourne Stars. I'll be commentating that with the great Dougie Bollinger right here on 1170 SEN from 6 o'clock Sunday night. And then on Monday at Manuka Oval in Canberra, the Sydney Thunder get their BBL season underway against the Brisbane Heat. And I'm pleased to say that Chris Tremaine from the Thunder is on the line. Morning, Chris.
G'day, how you going?
Good, thanks. A couple of days away. You're pumped and ready to fire?
Yeah. It's exciting. It's coming around really quickly. And, you know, the Big Bash is always really good fun. But, you know, the anticipation of waiting to get into your first game and all that stuff is, you know, it's sort of like day before Christmas.
When you think Big Bash, you think excitement, and the word that you just said, anticipation and the showtime factor of it as well. But what about just the rock-solid playing part? And you would have to go back into that role of being nervous and anticipating yourself what kind of form you're going to go in. Do you get that build-up as well?
Sometimes. I mean, nerves are a funny one. You only really ever get nervous if you're not prepared well enough. So if you haven't worked through, you know, your slower balls or your Yorkers, or you get put in a scenario that you haven't worked on, then you start to get a little bit nervous. But generally, because T20 cricket's so volatile and you can bowl the same ball twice in two different scenarios, one will go for six and one won't. It's, you know, you don't really judge how you go on results. So that sort of takes care of the nerves yourself. You know, if you just do your job as well as you can, then sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. The more control you have over that, just the more likely it is it'll go in your favour. But, the nerves sort of get put to the wayside because, you know, I could bowl the best ball in the world and it'd still get it to six.
And that's the key part about this game from your perspective as well. And I imagine, you know, you're there in the nets and you go, bang, okay, that's the spot I want to hit. And that's a good delivery. And you think, I might get a wicket with that one. Or in this format, I might be pulling it back from the stands. So how then do you prepare? How do you prepare then in the nets?
You know, a lot of the time, it is very role-based. And up front, I mean, with the bash boost now, the surge at the back end, we found that batsmen are going harder a lot earlier because they've only got four overs up front with two people out. So you find that, you know, back in the day when you had some absolute thunderous quicks, they just bowl as fast as they could and they were really hard to hit. Now it's all about changing a pace and being so unpredictable and trying to stay one step ahead of the game. So you'll find that a lot of the time, you know, a good length delivery in a leg stumps, you know, pretty hard to hit anyway, on pace or not. But what you'll find is that if you can roll your fingers on a few and try and find a nice variant of pace, you just get that a little bit harder to hit. And so generally that's what I work on a lot in training, because the hard length of the top of leg stump isn't too dissimilar to what you might bowl in every other format of cricket.
When at a stage of the game that you're starting to bleed runs as a bowler, in any other game, I think you'd probably start to look around and go, oh, I need to just get down there and get my thoughts back on. But you don't have the time, Chris, do you, in BBL? So is there a point where you go, I'm starting to lose my confidence here, or do you not have enough time to think about that?
Well, that's an interesting trade-off, because you want to get through your overs really, really quickly. So when you do get under the pump, you do have a little bit of time to have a breathe and get, you know, the skipper from cover to come over or another bowler to come over and talk you through a scenario. You're right, you don't have a great deal of time, and the more time you waste, there's sanctions put on you. You know, you can lose, you know, money. You can lose your skipper through suspension. You know, there's a whole lot of things that make you want to keep the game going forward. But I suppose early doors, if you can get through your overs nice and quickly at the back end when you're under the pump, you can take that extra, you know, 15 to 20 seconds to talk through something, clear your head, gather your thoughts, and then go out and execute it. But it's an exceptional trade-off, because if they get off to a flyer and you're constantly fishing balls out of the crowd, you know, you're wasting more time. There's a whole lot of things you need to take in, and you know, there isn't very many seasons where we don't go through without getting a tap on the shoulder and say you need to hurry up with your over rate.
One of the great things about this league is that there's great players across all teams, and there's excitement factors left, right and centre. Is there somebody that we need to keep an eye on that in your team that may surprise us this season?
May surprise you. I don't think so. I mean, there's a lot of really good cricketers, and the one person I would say keep your eye on is Tanvir Sanger. But he burst onto the scene last year, and he's been really good ever since he's done that. What I'm excited to see now is people have had a bit of time to work out who is bowling to them and how he's going to go about his business. So he might find himself under the pump this season as, you know, sort of that second year syndrome that we talk about. But what I'm excited to see is that he's grown as well as a cricketer. So when someone's going to come at him, I understand that he's going to have every answer in the book. So I'd keep an eye on Tanvir, not on the sole basis of how he's going to perform, but how he's bouncing back from when people do get after him, because I think he's developed even more so from last year. So I think he's a really exciting prospect to continue keeping your eye on.
So while you guys get underway down there at Canberra on Monday, the clock starts ticking on what's going to happen up there at the Gabba and the first Ashes test. And Pat Cummins, obviously now the Australian captain. And I'd just like to know your thoughts from a bowler's perspective and from somebody who knows Paddy very well. How do you think he's going to handle that job?
I think he's going to do a really good job. He's got some very good lieutenants around him, and that's a very very helpful thing to have, especially as a fast bowler. I captained a handful of second 11 games last year that I found really difficult to manage yourself. You can manage other people really well, but understanding how much you should bowl and when to bring yourself on and off, that'll be an interesting moment for Pat. But he's got Steve Smith and a lot of other senior players around him that can you know, inform and tell him what they're seeing as well. And I think Ricky Ponting hit it on the head the other day is how he's going to manage his own humility, and how he's, you know, there's a lot of times where he needs to bowl a lot of overs. Is he going to be able to make that decision as skipper, or will he look to the people beside him to make that decision for him? But I think as a leader, there's not many better leaders in Australian cricket at the moment.
So when you're skippering and you've got the ball in hand, Do you look around and say, okay, I need to be tapped on the shoulder here if it's not going the way that I think, but because I've got the red mist, I just want to charge on in. So do you think that would sort of be the case? They'd obviously have a game plan. They'd have plan A. But do you think that Paddy's sort of looking around saying to Steve Smith, if that's the man, for instance, hey, if you think it's time, then you've got every right to come up and say to me, let's have a discussion about it.
Maybe for Pat, yeah. For me, there was absolutely no management of humility. I never took myself off. I bowled 12 over spells. So, maybe for Pat it is. I think he's cluey enough. He's very intelligent and cricket brain exceptional. He'll understand when it's not working the right way. And he'll have another set of eyes on him somewhere that can give him any bit of advice, and that's the thing. I mean, as humility goes, I don't think he's above asking someone else for advice in that scenario, because you do get the red mist and you want to keep going, but you do have a lot to weigh up and manage throughout 5 days, not just a spell.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be an interesting chapter in his career and the Australian Test team's career as well. Looking forward to the start of Big Bash, mate. Cannot wait for it to get underway. Thanks for your time this morning. Enjoy the season.
Beauty, no worries. Thanks for having me.